and intellectually by another person's narrative. This is a book in praise of listening, and a lament that as a culture, we seem to be losing our listening mojo. As a journalist, I've conducted countless interviews with everyone from Nobel laureates to homeless toddlers. I view myself as a professional listener, and yet I too can fall short, which is why this book is also a guide to improving listening skills. To write this book, I've spent the better part of 2 years delving into the academic research related to listening, the biomechanical and neurobiological processes, as well as the psychological and emotional effects. There is a blinking external hard drive on my desk, loaded with hundreds of hours of interviews with people from Boise to Beijing, who either study some aspect of listening or whose job, like mine, is listening intensive, including spies, priests, psychotherapists, bartenders, hostage negotiators, hairdressers, air traffic controllers, radio producers, and focus group moderators. I also went back to some of the most accomplished and astute individuals I've profiled or interviewed over the years: entertainers, CEOs, politicians, scientists, economists, fashion designers, professional athletes, entrepreneurs, chefs, artists, authors, and religious leaders. And I asked them what listening means to them, when they are most inclined to listen, how it feels when someone listens to them, and how it feels when someone doesn't. And then there were all the people who happened to sit next to me on airplanes, buses, or trains, or who perhaps encountered me at a restaurant, dinner party, baseball game, grocery store, or while I was out walking my dog. Some of my most valuable insights about listening came from listening to them. Listening to this book, you'll discover, as I did, that listening goes beyond just hearing what people say. It's also paying attention to how they say it, what they do while they are saying it, in what context, and how what they say resonates within you. It's not about simply holding your peace while someone else holds forth. Quite the opposite. A lot of listening has to do with how you respond. The degree to which you elicit clear expression of another person's thoughts, and in the process crystallize your own. Done well and with deliberation, listening can transform your understanding of the people and the world around you, which inevitably enriches and elevates your experience and existence. It is how you develop wisdom and form meaningful relationships. Listening is something you do or you don't do every day. While you might take listening for granted, how well you listen, to whom, and under what circumstances determines your life's course, for good or ill. And more broadly, our collective listening, our lack thereof, profoundly affects us politically, societally, and culturally. We are, each of us, the sum of what we attend to in life. The soothing voice of a mother, the whisper of a lover, the guidance of a mentor, the admonishment of a supervisor, the rallying of a leader, the taunts of a rival are what form and shape us. And to listen poorly, selectively, or not at all, is to limit your understanding of the world and deprive yourself of becoming the best you can be. Chapter 1, The Lost Art of Listening. I was sitting on the floor of my bedroom closet interviewing Oliver Sacks. Construction across the street from my apartment made the closet the quietest place I could go. So there I was, sitting cross-legged in the dark, pushing dangling dresses and pants legs away from the mic of my telephone headset while talking to the eminent neurologist and author, best known for his memoir, Awakenings, which was made into a film starring Robin Williams and Robert De Niro. The purpose of the interview was to talk about his favorite books and movies for a short column in the Sunday Review section of the New York Times. But we had left Baudelaire behind and plunged headlong into a discussion of hallucinations,